expenses,
yes,
of subsidies for ECD facilities. However, we have something like 50% of ECD facilities, not only in Western Cape but in South Africa, that receive the subsidy. What about the others?
Mm.
Now, this is what people don't know. It's a minimal amount of people that have access to the subsidy. We are appreciative that it's increased. However, what South African Congress for Early Childhood Development is lobbying for is not a subsidy per se. What we would prefer would be a financial assistance or let's call it a subsidy for lack of a better word,
mm-hmm.
for a program, you know, like the public ordinary schools have. They have a budget. They get an amount of money which goes to salaries, resources, infrastructure,
yes.
you name it. This is the kind of financial funding would be the word. This is the kind of financial funding that the early childhood developed sector should have. But we are not having it. And I said that there's only a certain amount of ECD programs that receive the subsidy.
Mm.
So that is worrying. Every child is not being seen to.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Mm. I think it definitely does make sense to look at it that way, within a model where it's compulsory, it's based on who's applying or which centers can we look after this month or this year. You know, it should be something that's compulsory for all centers, you know, obviously on the database, and they are sought after with regards to the basics in funding to make sure that it's operational, children are able to have access to certain resources. So essentially the impacts of this funding won't be reaching most or if not all centers in the Western Cape and in South Africa. That's what you're saying.
Yes, that is correct. It's not reaching everyone. Now, we're not sure how this 10 billion rand is going to turn the wheel. There will be now access to this funding through this 10 billion rand,
mm-hmm.
but how and whom? Because make no mistake, we are very serious about centers that apply for funding. They have to be compliant. The Children's Act is very, very important, and we cannot compromise on health and safety of our children.
Mm-hmm.
So once an early childhood development center is somewhat compliant,
yes,
then they can apply. But is that funding going to be available for them? Because this is supposed to be universal access
mm-hmm.
to early childhood development.
Mm-hmm.
That's our concern.
Mm-hmm. And I know we often speak about funding on all levels. Let's maybe just look outside of the ECD sector. I know similarly in the sector with regards to NGOs and GBV centers or organizations that run those certain facilities having the same exact issues on that side as well with regards to funding, saying yes, government is saying there's funding available, but it's not made accessible to everyone, even the even corporations or foundations that are compliant. So we clearly know that there's issue in this fact, right?
Correct, yes. I'm glad you brought up NGOs
mm-hmm.
because there's a hierarchical structure in all spheres of government. So the money's being put aside, so who's going to distribute it? And obviously it's going to be NGOs that's going to do this.
Yeah.
Who are the NGOs that's going to do this? It's got to be reputable people that serve the community or serve the ECD community, because, for example, if we look back in history, in the time of COVID, there was a stimulus package that was handed out to our ECD practitioners, and a huge amount of people didn't receive it because of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the money, there's the NGO, and this horrible word corruption in the middle.
Yes.
So the choices of NGOs to do this actual work. There has to be proper consultation here
mm-hmm.
on who's going to be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Karima, maybe just speak to us about some of the other concerns surrounding the implementation of this funding, and especially in the communities that need it so much, our rural areas, our Cape Flats communities, where ECD centers are play an integral part of the children's lives every single day. Are there any concerns outside the fact that not everyone will be obviously being able to access it?
Oh, absolutely. Our gatekeepers, the gatekeepers being the municipalities,
mm-hmm.
we have a perception that the people in the local rural municipalities are the runners of our ECD centers. And as SA Congress for Early Childhood Development, we're trying to change the perception, and we are trying to get our practitioners and principals to realize that they have the power to decide what is best for them.
Yes.
However, because of the registration process, and you have to go through your municipality, the municipality is almost like the one that will tell you what you can or can't do. In terms of compliance, yes, that is correct. But in terms of running your ECD center, you are in control of it, and our rural practitioners and principals are not aware of the power that they have themselves.
Mm.
Because, look, they're running their own business. And what needs to be understood by government and officials locally is that the early childhood development sector does contribute to the gross domestic product of whether it's your rural, local area, or the province, or even the country for that matter,
mm-hmm.
because those parents need to go and work, and where do they put their children?
Mm-hmm.
But our principals and practitioners need to understand that they have this power. The municipalities are not speaking with one voice,
mm-hmm.
because it's all local government, local municipalities, so there's bylaws.
Yes.
So what suits the one area will not suit the other area. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
So this kind of, there needs to be a collaboration of municipalities. We have South African Local Government Association, SALGA,
mm-hmm.
but they are not really being very much effective. We are trying so hard to level that playing field with SALGA, but it's not working. So somehow or another, we need assistance. We have to find assistance on how to get our municipalities to work together with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure
things will work better. Can I just, in closing, I know you mentioned something about the power aspect that these ECD owners or principals, whoever is running these centers, they often forget that they do have some sort of power. And many a times we also don't speak about, you know, running the business part. The business part of running an ECD center, because most of the time, if I'm someone that loves looking after kids, that's going to be the first thing on my mind when I'm running my center, making sure the kids are safe, making sure that they are supported, they've got everything that they need with regards to resources, all of that. But we often forget that you need to run it like a business as well. Is that
right? Yes.
So then in those aspects, they might fall out of compliance and then inevitably lose their funding because they weren't thinking about the business aspect of running their centers. And it's so important that these owners take into consideration the business aspect of running your ECD center, because inevitably you might be found non-compliant.
You know what? You can have your bread buttered both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You can be an NPO and you can have your business registration. In other words, you can run your center as a business and you can love your children as well.
Yes.
But passion does not pay the bills. So as a principal, you need to also, you know, educate your community. You need to educate your parents that school fees is imperative.
Mm.
Yes, maybe this specific center gets a subsidy, but it's not enough. Because from the business perspective, for example, there's minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So the teachers need to be paid their minimum wage. This subsidy is not going to cover it. And, of course, never mind all the other bills and the nutrition and the resources and maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. So now you've got to look at, let's go to SALS. Okay. So now you've got to look at your early childhood development center as a business as well. And, you know, again, this 10 billion rand, training, education. This is where that money should also filter through. Besides infrastructure, is important, but the workforce. If you want to have an effective running ECD center, working holistically to develop those children, then you need to invest in the workforce. Because if you have a principal that is not able and capable of running her business effectively, then obviously it's going to be like a wave.
Yes.
You know, there's going to be other issues that's going to be putting his head out. So the investment needs to be done properly.
Karima Jacobs, shukran so much for coming online just to share. I think this is such an important topic. I mean, we might need to schedule another interview to delve deeper into some of the other challenges that ECDs are facing here in our province and in the country. But shukran so much for coming online just to speak about the issue.
All right.